Thank you very much, Frank, for that introduction. I wondered who you were talking about for a minute or two. But anyway, I am what I am by the grace of God. And I thank God tonight for his hand upon my life and for the way that the Lord has led and directed and guided over many years, more years than I care to think about tonight. But here we are still battling on, and we thank the Lord for this. I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. This meeting actually was to take place in either March or April 2020, and that didn't happen, of course, because of the pandemic and where we find ourselves. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. We have much to thank the Lord for in the midst of this pandemic. March 2020, one day you were in a school and the next day you were nowhere. And the first few months, well, more than the first few months, the first lockdown was very difficult, very hard. Not being able to go out to a school, not going to assemblies, not going to do Bible clubs in the schools. And it was all very, very frustrating, very frustrating. And of course, you just had to depend on the Lord and trust the Lord, that the Lord knew what he was doing, even though I didn't. But we do rejoice in how God has led and guided and directed us. And because of the pandemic, as you probably all know tonight, FPC Kids came into being. And it's been a tremendous opportunity to present the Word of God to the children. I can honestly say tonight, it has taken me out of my comfort zone. I was very content in my schools and doing what I do and getting on with it. And I didn't mind my own company. And suddenly to be standing in front of a camera, talking to children out there, and doing all the things that you had to do, well, I just found it all very, very difficult. But Catherine, who works behind the scenes, Catherine records for us, and she puts what you see going out on a Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or whenever it is, that half hour, Catherine takes all that we say and do and what have you and puts it all together for the program, and it can take her up to 3 hours to put that all together. So we're so thankful to God for Catherine and for the talent that she has and how she is using it for the Lord. And she's a very busy young lady, very busy, not only with mission board stuff and all the rest of it, but with her own work as well. And so we do appreciate her very much. And of course, Glenn has come on board as well, and Glenn Hamilton, Glenn uploads and downloads and does whatever loading needs done. I don't just follow it all, but Glenn's the man. He does a great job as well, and we really, really do appreciate him. Of course, Alistair keeps us all in check and makes sure we all do what we're supposed to be doing. But the Lord has been good, and it's a door that has opened. And the very first Friday night that the Bible Corner went out, there was a wee girl saved that night. And we felt that that was God's seal upon what we were starting to do. And of course, we went from there and we recorded holiday Bible clubs. Two last year. We did a holiday Bible club at Christmas. We did the one at Easter. And if you saw the one at Easter, you probably saw Catherine and me almost being blown into Carlingford Lough. We were up on the top of Kilbroney Park, up at the big stone, trying to do some recording. Somebody had the bright idea to do a bit of recording outside and use something that you could incorporate with your Bible verse. So my Bible verse was talking about a rock. So I thought, up we go. Well, it was the windiest day of the week and the both of us nearly got blew away. But anyway, we got there. And through all of this, we are so thankful to God for the listening that we've had and for the encouraging comments that have come to us. It's been an absolute blessing. And in 2020, the holiday Bible clubs weren't just being heard in Northern Ireland. They were being held in England, heard in England, and right across the world, in fact. It was amazing. There was a lady sent in a comment. She was in the United States, and she was up with her child in the middle of the night, so she was watching. So all of these were absolutely tremendous, and we're so thankful to God for that. Robert texted one day, and Robert said, you know, I've had a wee thought. He said, what about trying to reach the schools, doing wee videos for the schools? And I thought, well, that's fine. So we prepared and we recorded some, and we got in touch with every school that we were in touch with, doing assemblies and so on and so on. So then another day he texted and he said, I've had another wee thought. How about we try to reach every school in Northern Ireland? And I texted him back and I said, Robert, that's not a wee thought, that's a massive thought. You know, so that's what happened. And I was designated sort of South Down and Armagh and County Fermanagh. Now, do you know how many schools are in that area? I wouldn't like to tell you tonight, I lost count. Every school, and I mean every school, was contacted. And we have had, again, some great comments from principals and teachers, how they have used it, and it's been a blessing in their schools to have their assembly within the classroom, and it's again been blessed of the Lord, and we thank God for that. We recorded one Holiday Bible Club this year, weren't sure what to do, but we decided to go with one, and again it was very, very successful. We're sort of in limbo at the minute. We're not, I think the mission board have some thinking they want to do. So we just wait till we're told, come to Cumber, do some recording. And so that's what we will be doing, hopefully, in the not too distant future, doing some more recordings for schools. We have been in contact with schools, and they're really not anxious for us to go back in. Maybe October, and it depends how this COVID thing goes. They're not at all keen for us to go back in. And I can be very honest tonight, I miss my schools, and I miss the children, and I miss my Bible clubs within the schools. And, you know, you just think, I should have been in such and a school this morning, and I should have been here, and I should have been there. But again, the Lord knows all about that. And we have to leave it in His hands. So do pray. When we see the presentation, I have a few things up for prayer. So it's a matter we really need to pray about. Have now moved on to big school, as we call it. And so those children have lost 2 years of going into the school to teach them the Word of God. And many of them are not attached to a Sunday school or a children's meeting. And so you feel the burden of having not had the opportunity to minister to those children. So we do look to the Lord that in the not too distant future, those doors will open to us again. So do please pray for that. As I said, I have a few prayer requests at the end of the presentation, and we'll say a little more about that when the time comes. Before we look at the presentation, I just want to leave a verse with you. And if you turn to Psalm 78. Now, I've used this psalm in deputation meetings on previous occasions, but I was reading through the psalms not very long back, and when I came down to verse 7, the Lord really challenged my heart with that verse. And it's that verse I want just to leave with you tonight. We'll read verse 6 to get a wee bit of connection, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. And if you go back in the portion of scripture, it's talking about sharing God's word with the children. And I hope you noticed the generations in that verse 6. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7, it says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And that verse really struck me when I read it. And if you look at it carefully, it sort of just divides itself into three wee sections. And that's just what I want us to think about for a minute or two. We have, and maybe not everybody would agree with us, we have a responsibility to the rising generation. Many of them are growing up in homes where there's nobody to teach them the things of God. I had outdoor meetings in Banbridge a few weeks back, and I was asking the children, what do we call the book that God has given to us? And there wasn't one child knew what we call the book that God has given to us. And I said, what is the book we read in church, or if you go to Sunday school? And they didn't know. And so we do have a responsibility to the next generation that we will share with them the good news of the gospel, and in the will of God, we will see them come to trust in Christ as their Saviour. If you go back to verse 4 there, the psalmist says, we will not hide them from verse 3, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. So why should we share the word of God with the generation to come? And as verse 7 says, that they might set their hope in God. They might set their hope in God. That's preparing them for the future, because hope looks to the future, and we all have a future ahead of us. We as God's people, we are born unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we know that the Lord Jesus is going to come again and take us to be with himself. And you know, too many in the younger generation, the children rising up and younger generations, they're setting their hope in other things. They're setting their hope in their work and the salary that they're getting. They're setting their hope in their nice homes and their nice cars. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't get me wrong tonight. But they need to be setting their hope in the Lord. They need to be setting their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some set their hope in money, in the government and in their abilities and all that they can do. And so we share with the rising generation the blessing of the Lord and what the Lord can do for them, and the hope, as far as eternity is concerned, that the Lord Jesus will give them. Secondly, we share the gospel with the next generation, and we need to cause them to remember the works of God, what the Lord Jesus Christ did for them at Calvary, and why God sent his Son into the world, that he might die on a cross for sinners like us. And we need to be reminding our children of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them. It's easy to forget, isn't it, sometimes, what the Lord has done for us? Very easy. We get carried away with all the things that are around us, and we all live such busy lives and so many demands on our lives. We can very quickly forget what God has done for us. And so we need to keep reminding the rising generation that they will remember, as they're growing up, what God has done for them. They're not here by chance. That they're, when they die, they're not going to be buried like an animal in a grave and that's the end. We need to keep reminding them of what the Lord Jesus has done and what their hope for the future can be. As the old saying goes, those who forget the past are condemned to repeat its mistakes. And so let's teach them the word of God, that they might set their hope in God, that they might remember the works of God. And finally, that we share the things of God with the younger generation, that they will keep his commandments, that they will learn to obey the word of God and live in obedience to the Lord. The psalmist's not talking about a legalistic life of obedience. No, he's talking about a loving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we love him, we are seeking and willing to obey him. And so we have this responsibility to the rising generation, that by our example and by our teaching, that we will cause them to remember all that God has done, and that we will see them set their hope in God, that they'll remember the works of God, and that they will keep his commandments. Now, we're not going to take time for it tonight, but when you go home, you read further down this chapter, and you go down to verses toward the end, and you will see about unfaithful Ephraim. It says in verse 10 that they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoar. And we read how that they forgot what God had done. They didn't walk in God's ways. And because of that, they weren't useful in the battle. They were undependable in the battle because they forgot what God had done, and they turned away against the works of the Lord. And consequently, they were unable to help in the work of God. And so we need to make sure that we're not like Ephraim and that our children are not like them, but that they will walk in the ways of God. We're going to look at a few pictures. I was telling the folk, some of the folk, I put this together last night, and because my previous presentation had all about the schools that I visit and all the things that I do in schools, and unfortunately I haven't been in school since March 20. So this is just a little bit about FPC Kids and what we have been doing, and we trust that you will look at it and that you will take these children upon your hearts and that you will pray for them. And as I've said already, FPC Kids came into being in March 2020 as a result of the pandemic, of course. And the Lord has enabled us and helped us to do what we've done. We've seen children saved through the broadcasts that have gone out, and we rejoice in that. And it's lovely to see pictures of not only the children watching, but mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas. And so therefore, it means that if mummy and daddy are not Christians, or granny and granda are not there hearing the gospel as well. One young woman said to me when I went round to talk to them about FPC Kids, she said to me, she's married to a foreign national, or living with him, I don't know which, but it's none of my business. But anyway, some of the children, well, a majority of the children would be, their father would be a foreign national. And she said to me, she said, I am so glad that there's something on that I can understand. She said, because the children's granny, and I thought, wow. She said, the children's granny is a preacher in Africa. And she comes on the TV, and she said, I don't understand a word she's saying. And she says, I don't know what she's teaching my children. So she said, I am so glad that there's something coming on that I can sit down and watch with my children, and I know what is being said. And I thought, isn't that just amazing? And we thank the Lord for that. So, FPC Kids. Jim, you may push the next one on there. I told him earlier, Jim will fix it. FPC Kids Online Holiday Bible Club, which we had this past summer. I'm nearly sure I'm pushing the right button now, but I could push any button when it comes to that. FPC Kids Online Holiday Bible Club, which we Banbridge Church became involved with this year. And we did a lot of visitation and gone around a lot of houses. And we had something over 60 children registered for the Holiday Bible Club. Now, it was one thing getting them registered. Then the next job, of course, was getting the work packs together for the worksheets and for the crafts. So that all had to be organized and put together. And then another few days was spent going around the doors, knocking the doors, and giving the children their packs with their worksheets and with their craft materials, so that when we started on the Monday morning, they could be right in there and they could get going. A lady texted me on the Sunday night before, and she said, I would like my kids to watch the Holiday Bible Club. Can I get them registered? And I said, oh yeah, that's no problem. I'll be with you before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we got a pack organized and got it down to that lady. And we're so thankful to God for that. So as I say, we had over 60 children registered. And on Sunday, now I know it's not a lot, but on Sunday past, we had two children come to Sunday school who've never been with us before as a result of visiting the homes. And we thank the Lord for that. You may go. Oh, there we go. So here's some of the boys and girls. They're around the table and they're watching for the FPC kids to come on so that they can become involved. I had another picture, but I couldn't find it. When the quiz was on, they were actually, it was a video that their granny had sent me. It was a video, and they were up jumping and shouting and encouraging along. I don't think they realized that it was all pre-recorded, but they were up doing their bit to encourage the person on who was representing the boys and who was representing the girls. And again, we're so thankful to the Lord for that. Here's two little girls. They were in the caravan in Cranfield. And every morning, as soon as they get up and got their breakfast, Mommy, is it time yet? No, it's not time yet. And 10 minutes later, Mommy, is it time yet? And Mommy would say, away out and play with your friends and we'll give you a shout when it comes on. And they, like many more children, this was their worksheet that they had sent in. And they, like many more, were just anxious to get going with, some of you will recognize these rascals. And this was a sort of a scientific experiment that Christine does all the crafts. I love crafts like I liked school when I was there. But anyway, Christine does all of this. So they had to do this with a candle and something else and put a glass on top of it. So I thought I'd put these three in as they did. In fact, James got a prize for his. So he was really, really chuffed with himself. There's another wee girl. This wee girl's mum, she also texted me and she said, I would like Grace to be involved. And I said, that's fine. So I met her and gave her a pact. And this is Grace with all of her crafts that she had done throughout the week. And it's a lot of work for some of these children. I know many of them would have got help. Actually, Joseph's coat, we were doing lessons on Joseph. And the coat was done with sweets all down it. And some of the mothers said to me, I think it was stick one sweet on, eat two sweets. But anyway, they got there. So it was lovely. And this makes me feel old now tonight, but I'll tell you anyway. Grace's mommy. I taught Grace's mommy in Holiday Bible Club. So I said to Grace, or I said to her mom, I said, here we are, we're round full circle. So it was very encouraging. As I said, I had some outdoor meetings. This is in Derrybeg Housing Estate in Newry, and we hadn't been, of course, in Derrybeg since 2019, and I didn't really know how it would go. But as you know, Derrybeg, and the children will come and they'll listen for a wee while and then they'll run off and maybe they'll come back. And the first night we only had two wee girls, but our attendance increased. I really appreciated the help of some Mull of Glass folks. Simon Anderson and his wife were there and appreciated them, and another lady that goes to Mull of Glass. A wee girl asked me one night about, we'd been talking about heaven, and she said to me, well, you know, how are we going to get to heaven and what's heaven like? And so I tried to explain to her how we get to heaven and how we know need to be saved and so on and so on. And I said to her, well, now, we don't know really what heaven is like, a whole lot about heaven, but the Bible tells us that heaven is a place where there's no sin, there's no sorrow, there's no sickness, the street is paved with gold, and it's prepared for people who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. The meeting finished at 7 o'clock, and we were still talking to these youngsters at 7:30. And so do pray that the word that has been given to these, and they don't go through the same door as we do in the Lord's Day, but do pray for them, that God will take what was said and that it will speak to our young hearts. This was a Hillhead housing estate in Banbridge. Now, I haven't been in Hillhead just because it didn't work out. I haven't been in Hillhead maybe for 4 years. And there's a lady, you just can't see her. When I went around visiting, she was sitting outside, a young woman, and she said to me, "You're back." I said, "Yes, I am." "Well," she said, "I'm glad to see you." I said, "That's good." When she was younger, her mother used to come. Now, you may have met, maybe years ago in deputations, I would have mentioned Margaret from Hillhead Housing Estate. Well, Margaret has since passed away. But Margaret came with her daughter and the two grandchildren. And if any of the youngsters misbehaved, Margaret, she soon towed them into line. So her daughter came with one of her daughters and two of her grandchildren. And they sat all week, and she rounded up a few other parents. And again, don't get the teaching we get. That's if they go at all. And she was there all week. And of course, again, there was a few of the youngsters stepped out of line, and just like her mother, she was going to tow them back in line. Pray for these children. We gave them all Bibles at the end of the week. So pray that as the Word of God has gone into these homes, that not only will the children read them, but that parents will take time to read the Word of God. We had a wonderful, wonderful week with them. And we had that week that was really good weather. And of course, it made everything much more pleasant. And then we went from there to Edenderry Park in Banbridge. And I have never, never, never been to Edenderry Park for meetings. I don't know why. The Reverend Greenfield, I think, did when he was in Banbridge. But I was round giving out prizes to some children that live in Edenderry that go to our Wednesday night meeting. And I saw all these youngsters kicking about. And I thought, there's an opportunity. We're going to have to do something. And, you know, I didn't know, we didn't know how many would come or what would happen. But that's our bunch of weans. And one wee girl said to me, "When are you coming back again?" I said, "Oh, I don't know." I said, "So you could come to our Wednesday night meeting if it gets started." "Oh," she says, "can you not come back again soon?" I said, "Sure, the weather's getting too cold." "Oh," she says, "put up a tent and we'll wear our coats and our scarves and we'll sit on blankets and you can bring blankets to keep us warm and we can have it out here." And I thought, it's lovely to be so keen, darling. But I thought, your mothers really wouldn't want you sitting out in a cold tent in November. But anyway, again, we gave these youngsters Bibles. And at the back there, you see, those are some of the parents that are standing, listening. And we're so thankful to the Lord for what he has enabled us to do and for the encouragements. I meant to say, the Online Holiday Bible Club, we got a message from a lady, not in Northern Ireland, and she said, your Online Holiday Bible Club this week is an ongoing answer to prayer. She said, my youngest son has tested positive for COVID and we are all isolating. And she said, him and his sister are watching and they can't wait for next day's episode. She said, you know, I want to thank you for the way that you present the gospel to the boys and girls. Not from Northern Ireland, but I thought, isn't that wonderful? Logged into it, however, I don't know. But that was a really, really great encouragement to us. And we have seen children saved as a result of the Holiday Bible Club this past year. Sandown Summer Camp. One of my new things I had to learn was talking on Zoom. Our mission board camp went out via Zoom, and that was a really, really good week. Sandown Summer Camp went out via Zoom as well. But on the Friday, they got a community centre in Dundonald, and all the children were asked to come up to it. So the last day we spent there, and it was really very good. We had our morning meeting and then an evening meeting again. And it was wonderful just to have that opportunity to see the children face to face and not just on Zoom. But it was really, really encouraging. This is some of the children at the meeting. crafts, some really isolating themselves from everybody else, and then these are some of the others getting themselves sorted for their crafts. But again, a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. They ran quizzes on Zoom. It was really wonderful how they did it. But this was the winning team, and they were very excited with themselves because they all got medals, and they were just really chuffed with themselves. And these are some that it was their last year at camp. And Kyle Hamilton and his wife Anna on this side. Kyle and Anna are Kyle's Alistair's son, and Kyle and Anna are now the leaders of Sandown Camp. And all those that were leaving, they gave them a morning and evening Spurgeon. So previous years they would have given them a lovely study Bible, but this year they decided to give them that. Again, it makes me feel old, but Hannah grew up through Sandown Camp, and it's encouraging, wonderful to see her and her husband now the leaders of Sandown Camp. So these are some of the opportunities that we've had throughout the summer, and we thank God for it. Some prayer requests. Pray for the word that has been taught this summer, that there will yet be those who come to know Christ as their Saviour. Pray that soon we will be able to return to schools for assembly and for Bible clubs in the school. My first meeting back in front of children, I can't explain what it was like. It was really so wonderful just to be standing in front of children, and they're out there and they can respond to you. It's just the most wonderful thing in the world. So do pray that soon weekly children's meetings will get back again, because I would speak at a number of weekly children's meetings. So do pray for all of these things and really seek the Lord, because we're going to miss a generation. We really are. And we really need God to intervene. So please do pray. On a personal note, I'm not retiring or anything, but on a personal note, a week on Friday, I go for knee surgery. And I would appreciate your prayers. I'm going down to a clinic in Dublin, go down on the Thursday night and then have surgery on the Friday, and hopefully be home by Sunday. And I've never really been in hospital to stay. I've only ever been a day patient and getting cataracts removed. I'm not one that likes to sit around, so it's going to be stressful when I get home, because I do everything for everybody else, so I'm going to have to depend on people to do things for me. So just pray the Lord gives us all patience and we don't fall out with each other. But I would appreciate prayer for the surgery. I don't know whether the surgery is the worst or 6 weeks not driving, but anyway, do remember us in prayer. And I do tonight thank you most sincerely for praying for us and praying for the work. And as we have seen children saved, you have had a part to play in that. And do continue to pray that God will continue to reach this generation with the gospel of Christ, and that we will see many of them come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him as our Saviour. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Thank you, Joyce. We'll just go to sing one verse of hymn 526. I have only one life on the